Well orderings understand here it is this well orderings are subsets of the counter set of this counter set. This well orderings are of belongs to Borel class alpha. This is the first observation. Obviously, it is basically false. If you look at the left blackboard, then you can figure out that it must be false because these sets are sufficiently similar that you cannot have these two contradictory things at the same moment. And so we keep this information, and we will use in the second approach theorem. Which is saying that if A is a subset of well orderings and A is of class A is in analytic, then rank which in this specific case the rank it is just the type of the well order, so the supremum over types, and rank of this A is less than alpha for some alpha. So we have this theorem, and the only observation, the last observation which is needed to finish this proof via second approach is that there exists let B be a Borel set in the bare space. Borel set in the bare space B Borel of a class. It's not of a class. Oops. Which is not of the class. Alpha. Let me make a twist here. Say for some gamma. We work with this E equivalence relation, which is of class alpha, and we fix this B, and we have the following picture, namely, here is the bare space. Here we have all linear orderings on natural numbers, and over it, we need one more detail, namely that there exists a reduction, a continuous function from. Let us call observation A to observation B. Is that there exists a continuous function from the bare space to the linear orderings of natural numbers, such that x is in B if and only if phi on x is a well-ordered set. This is true for every coanalytic set, so we apply it in a very limited situation, and people usually state this fact that the set of well orderings on omega is a pi 1-1 complete set or something like that. At least what is clear here, what we need here is that it is Borel complete. So here we have this beta, here we have phi, and phi on beta is an analytic set. So it is of some rank by the result which I stated before. This smaller than some gamma, And by our assumption, by the observation A, it implies that X in B, if and only if phi on X in well orderings of the size less or equal than gamma, if so B is of the class alpha as a continuous preimage, as a continuous preimage of a Borel set of class alpha. The Borel set, it is the set WO gamma in our specific case. So this is this kind of contradiction which we apply here. I hope that maybe I should tell a few words why is it this observation are true in this context. It is each of these classes is in, if we fix a number, then this is for a fixed number, this is invariant, and you can decompose it into well orderings of exactly type gamma. So we just take a union of these types, and this is our set. Well orderings beta, it is just a union of invariant, can't be many invariant sets, and since not invariant, but okay. Let me put it this way. So what concerns this observation A. This E decomposes our space into classes, and it happens that this for every beta less than omega 1, if we look at well orderings of the size of the type less or equal than beta, then it is just union of countably many classes of E. Okay. This is generally true. It means that there are no trees in this approach. Mm-hmm. Well, orderings. This is exactly. Unfortunately, in the first approach, why I decided to the second approach first. This is unfortunately we go into troubles and into trivial troubles essentially. But this working with trees, okay. But the first approach is interesting because. It shows a technique, this Taggart tree forcing, and it's worthy of some attention. I hope that okay. The problem is that the first observation, the first approach is that. Is that if T is okay, there exists a linear order. I will define this linear order, so to let a linear order on omega less than omega. This is Let us put it this way. I just define a linear order omega omega less omega, and this is this Kriemni-Brauer ordering what is needed here. And the ordering is the following: that if we have S and T in in omega less omega, then S is less or equal than T if this is definition. If one of the two options holds, namely the first option is that S strictly extends T, and the second option is just I put this enumeration in here. This, we need the length of this T and S, so let us call it elements as S0 to Sm minus 1 and T0 to Tn minus 1. Or exist J such that for every I less J less than minimum of n and m, such that for every I less than J, S on I is equal to T on I, and T on J is bigger than S on J. Okay, it looks this way. I will state one fact about this well ordering. It is not that essential, but we'll need to make it precise, to make the first step, this first approach precise. It is necessary to have better estimation than what I'm going to say now. This fact that T is well founded, if and only if this T with is well is in is a well ordered set. It is not what is really needed to convey this. This is what Christian said, that we need a numerical estimation of this, a numerical version of this equivalence to be precise in this approach. But let us go with this target tree forcing and this technical element. Okay, what is really needed is really we need better estimation, exact estimation on ranks, because we have two different ranks. One rank is on trees, the other rank is on well orderings. So the difficulty is, this is not essential, but still there, it is exact estimation on, more exact estimation on rank. And I will call this rank a different way from this point to avoid mess. This is rank on trees, this is it, and rank on well orderings, this is it. And okay, there is a monotonical function which express one in the terms of that another one, and if we have time I would return to this point. This is true. This is true, and it is possible to prove it via induction. Exactly. The level of exactness is necessary, which is necessary here, that we can have this kind of inequality for. Okay. So. These two elements, this observation here and the fact here, are not connected with. They are necessary to necessary. They are useful if one wants to prove this corollary for E, that E is non is known Borel, but for all other steps which I'm going to make now, it is not that important because what we really prove is the following thing, that if we have we are going to prove this a hard way. The statement that if B is much bigger than alpha, then well-founded trees on of the rank less or equal than beta is not Borel class alpha. So it is not necessary to remember these two elements. This shows that we can associate with a tree a relation, a reasonable relation, which puts this result into the picture Wolf. But what I'm going to do now is just to prove star. This is needed only for corollaries. And now is proof of star. What is the method? The method is interesting. The method is the following, that we introduce a better topology on not on all trees, but on a reasonable subset of all trees. This reasonable subset it is key such that T does not have a how's it called? Of rank beta. How is it called in English? No, a node of rank. So and this is not exactly what we want. It is we will work with such a boldface T, and this boldface T it is the set of all trees. It is a closed subset, so this step is not very essential. It is essential for technique, but T in trees such that T is S is in T implies that to put it this way, S in T and SN in T implies that for every M, SM in T. This is such a set of trees. It means that we have either one extension or all extensions. It does not change the picture. It is a reasonable large subset of all trees. We can find for every alpha a witness of a tree of rank alpha in this set T, and it is what we really need. It means that does not change generality. So we will work on this R beta, which is subset of boldface T, and we'll introduce on this R beta a Polish topology, and this is this tricky and entertaining element. Polish topology on R beta. And what is the property of this Polish topology? The main property which is interesting for us is that sets of if B is sufficiently larger than alpha, then the sets of class alpha are meager. It means that we, in quotation marks, this sets of class alpha, where alpha is much smaller than beta, are meager in this new topology. So the first approach I called an approach via target trees. So the target tree, it is, we define it in a moment, this topology, but first this target trees. Target tree, it is a pair where T is a tree and H this approximation of the rank function. So it means more specifically that it is a function into omega 1 such that for every ST in T, S, if S extends, if T extends S, then the function behaves as a rank. It means that the H on T is smaller, or something like this. Yes, because we want to work on not only on well-founded trees, and essentially we do not. We'll work with the typical rank. It means that we just this H. However, they are very general. In fact, we will work only with target trees. Okay, not only, but basically with target trees, which when H resembles to some extent the rank the rank on trees and. Okay, so if we have target trees, then we have also B target trees. B target tree is a pair T H such that beta is not an element of the range of. No, sorry. Probably it is perhaps the same, but maybe I will just put it. This is just in beta plus infinity. Beta plus infinity. This is a B target tree. Beta target tree. And having beta target trees, we can define topology on R beta. And the topology consists of sets N beta p. This is p is a finite target tree. Finite beta target tree. And this is the set of all t such that if maybe T0, H0, T0 is contained in T. I would like to justify somehow that it is a Polish topology, and for this I need a formula. This R beta is Polish space. So what is the argument behind it? And the argument is the following, that if we consider all TH B target trees, then we can think about it as a subset of omega less omega times beta plus infinity. So it is this is B target tree. It is a reasonable definition, and more specifically, this is considered a subset of 2 omega times beta plus infinity. If being a B target tree means that it is pi O 2 set. This is not our r beta, because r beta is on the x axis, and we have a set in the plane, let us say. The projection here, this set as a pi O 2 set is set so Polish. It has Polish. It is metrizable in complete way. Just projection gives us homeomorphism with the set of with the space R beta with topology defined this way. It needs some justification, but I will skip them. I will skip them intentionally because. Okay. Why I put down this definition? Write down this definition because it essentially shows what is the reason. Why is it Polish topology? This Polish topology is a homeomorphic copy of a reasonable pi O two set. So, but still, it is necessary to check something, because if we look just at the definition, it looks quite arbitrary, and this puts us into some reasonable context. That's it. The key lemma on this topology is that we are going to prove this statement in quotation marks. It means that when you have this topology and alpha smaller than beta, then this topology is good enough to keep this small sets, this more less complicated sets meager. For this, we need to what we really prove that is I will introduce a notion. This is this is related to this forcing, to this word above, and we say that P is in this forcing. Okay, this this forces you if P is at finite target 3. In the sense of in the sense of beta, if and beta p, if u is commiger in n beta p. So it says that P forces U if U is large in the sense of this topology in this neighborhood. U is a set, any set in this R beta. What is what I'm going to do now is to prove that this relation behaves reasonably, and this means that one more definition, that P1 is related to P2 if alpha related to P2 if this is we think about this finite target trees if T1 is equal to T2 and for every okay, if H2 on H1 on S or H2 on S is less than gamma less than alpha, then H1S is equal to H2S. So they are similar in the sense of the in this alpha sense, and this is needed to express this key lemma. We have one fact about one essential fact about the topology. So this this fact is the following, that if beta is bigger than bigger or equal than alpha, then omega times alpha, and P1 are alpha similar to P2, then we have that P1 forces U in the sense of beta if and only if P2 forces U in the sense of beta. I not skipped anything essential, which is important. I skipped one important thing, namely that that it works if U is pi O alpha. We assume that U is pi O alpha. So if it is sorry, this is messy. this is messy. What I said. I need the following thing. I need two betas and some sort. This is I need the following thing. P two beta two. If you have beta one, beta two bigger than this omega times alpha, and they are similar sufficiently onto this sufficiently large part, then we have this equivalence. So they are this U, which is pi over alpha. If it is commiger, it is commiger if and only if it is commiger in the other situation. And I'm going to sketch this proof. At least there are two steps: the beginning and some induction. And okay. P1 and P2. This is just TH2. This is beta 1 target 3, and this is beta 2 target 3. So this is step by step. I'm making these assumptions more complete. Beta 1 target 3. We have these two objects, and we fix this beta 1, beta 2 as in the formulation of the theorem, and we suppose that we will work with this induction on alpha, induction with respect to alpha. To alpha, so I just prove it for alpha equal 1. So it means that they are omega equivalent, and in this case we have any beta 1, beta 2 above omega, and these two trees, and U, which is a closed set, and we are going to prove that there is the following thing, that P1 does not force in the sense of beta 1 this U if and only if P2 does not force in this beta 1, beta 2 sense U, and so assume that P1 does not force U. It just means that uh, um, It just means that we can find this minus u is open. It's quite unfortunate, but we fix a t which is in minus u, this t in n beta 1 p 1. It is possible because this is exactly our assumption that we work with. It does not force u, so it means that it is not commingled. We can find a witness for this, having this witness. Uh-huh.
Okay, so what does it mean to say T is not U? The space
T is, but T is an element of this set. This is just, we apply that this definition.
You've got a... U is a set of untapped trees, right?
Okay, because what I'm going to do is relatively simple. We can do this way because in any case I skip a lot of details. So I'm just going to give a kind of feeling what is going on here, if t is in minus u, then it means that we have the following situation, that there are some S1 to Sm and S1 prime to Sn prime. Finite sequences which gives this. It means that such that the set S1 Sm in T dash and S1 prime Sm prime Sn prime not in T dash implies that T dash is not in U. This is possible. We just work with with finite sequences, so I hope that I do not miss any important point here.
Okay, U is not a set of patch trees.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So it's a set of reals, essentially. And the pi zero alpha means the usual topology and the real, not this peculiar topology.
Yes.
Okay, and P forces U means that for a co-meter set of pad trees, when you in the neighborhood set of pad trees, when you remove the pads, the unpad.
Yes, I refer just to ordinary topology.
Yes.
Yes. So, what is wrong?
It doesn't make sense.
Okay, once again. Could you say it once again?
U is a set of reals, essentially, a set of unpaired trees.
Yes.
And P forces U means for a co-meter in the neighborhood set of pad trees. When you remove the pad, the unpaired tree is in U. It doesn't mean the pad tree is in U, which doesn't make any sense. Because U is a point set in the space of unpaired.
Is it here? Yes.
Now, arbiter, what is arbiter? Is it the set of tags?
No. This is the set of trees which
can be tagged.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then you wanted to tell us that it was foolish because the set that you wrote down there,
mm-hmm.
which is the set of tags, is pi norm.
Yes, and
that's maybe what you mean. Yeah. If you have two different tag trees with different just by the tags, and they would define the attack in the same neighborhood,
and what's
that?
In that case, why is that
a true? This is. Okay, what I mean, but it seems to me that it's the same, that this P is contained in this T and the standard trunk.
Okay, you want to identify the T.
Yes, that is what I really want.
It's standard.
Mm-hmm.
Then I still want to know why it's identified as a Polish space.
Why is it a Polish space? But what do you say?
Why is
R-beta
a Polish space?
Projection
of the geodesic plane.
But I said I would like to say that this is one-to-one projection. So I know it is okay. Assuming that I know that it is open, I would like to say that this set projects onto the first coordinate in one to one. It means that.
But you've got plenty of different tags. Yes, I know. But in the formula there, TH, it's a beta tag tree. It doesn't have to be the standard tagging
that T is a finite.
The T naught is a finite, yes. Tree, but the capital T isn't.
So we want to say
whether it's not a
T with a standard rank function with an expansion of that.
Yes, that's the definition of N beta T. Yeah. I'm looking at the question of why R beta is a Polish set.
This question is right. It means that This, it means that what I really wanted is that H is a rank function, or this is what is. I hope that if. I hope that it does make sense in this. Yes. This is what is needed. I'm unfortunately at some point said something like this, that we consider here all possible H, and we just want to consider this canonical H, and this makes it pi over 2. And I'm sorry for. It is just G delta. It means that it is just G delta here, in this space. It is Polish, and this is. It is G delta. But if. But may I ask you, because it seems that this point is more essential. It means that what is wrong here? What because maybe I simplified too much, but this is my concept to once again just treat it as an outline, because my concept of what to do with this S1, SM and so on is to retack, something which will show this relation. It means to this is the technical essence of it. I'm sorry for mess, because this is, it is here, but it is messy explanation. But I think that the essential point is to define this retagging in a reasonable way. And for this retagging, we need to. We need to S1. How do you call it? This with two
double prime.
SN double prime. In T, this is the longest. Okay, maximal. Restrictions which belongs restrictions of S1 prime SN prime. So we have some at some point this there's a place where they go beyond this 3T and. We fix exactly this sequence. Since we have this formulation here, I hope that it does not make any harm that it will be not visible. The formulation of the lemma. Maybe I will for a short while once again. We have somehow fit into this assumption that P1 is omega equivalent to P2. This is what we know, and so we need to such a situation which will use this. an extension of this T. T, it is the common root of all this both conditions P1 and P2. So we take this tau which is contained in T, and such that S1 to SM and S1 double prime to SN double prime belongs to tau. And if just defined by a formula sub with dash from beta 2, from t, tau, from tau to beta 2 plus omega. It will be a this t h so it will be b 2 target 3. And our aim is to define it in such a way that that tau with this x h forces in the sense of b2 this minus u. This is what we are going to prove, and this will finish the proof. Before I put the definition, which is a bit technical, I would like to justify somehow that it is what we really need, because it shows that P2 does not force minus u. Because there is this t, we define this h with dash in such a way that it will be a valid extension of this condition p2. So it will be a stronger condition. And I'm sorry, this is. This will be a stronger condition which force minus u, so it means that p2 does not force u. What is necessary to do here? It is. Since we want to relate it to this H2, we put it this way, that it must be H2 on S for every S in T, because we have to keep this old condition. And h on s for if h on s is less than omega, and here there is we need some extra information, namely in this tree we have this is a finite tree, so we can enumerate by some numbers, this ordinal numbers above omega, which are values of I'm sorry, we need to we need one more element, namely we need to here a Q which extends P1 and such that Q forces this minus U. And this this Q is of the form this form, this is of the form tau h. Once again, let us look what does it really mean. It means that this is a concrete Q. It is this is Q which you obtain it via this analysis that we have S1 to S. Tau it is the common extension of this sequences S1 to Sm and S1 double prime to Sn double prime. So we have just this concrete Q with H, which is restriction of the rank on T to this finite sets of sequences. Above ordinal numbers above omega occurring in Q. To avoid doubt, this object is already, if you have this object is uniquely defined. So we have it just we keep it this Q, and we can enumerate gamma 1 to gamma L this possible ordinals which occur which are occurring there, and L we define as maximal length of sequences in tau, and here are this all. Okay, we need to establish this to establish this prop. This for technical reasons, we this definition is a bit complicated. But we take H on S if H on S is less than omega. Okay, if S is in T, then we do not have too much choice. We just take H2 on S. And if S is not in T, we'll have to make some choices in order to find a legal H dash. So we take HS if S is not in T and HS is less than omega. This is fine. And we take M plus J if H on S is equal to this gamma J. This is the reason why we need the enumeration. So we imitate gamma J by a finite number here. We need to have a monotonical function. So this is imitation in the first omega numbers, imitation of this order gamma 1 to gamma L. And if it is infinity, then we make a similar trick also to fit into this monotonicity that we take L, it is the maximal length, and we take L minus maximal length, and this is a question, as you can perhaps imagine, this is I'm not going to analyze this, but what is important for us, it is that it is the fact that we have T H dash in one relation to Q. So it means that T H dash gives minus U in the sense of B2. And this follows from the fact that we kept all witness for being once again, what does it mean? It means that this is here is nothing. If alpha is equal to 1, then we do not have any condition. P2 extends this tau h dash. I'm sure this is terrible. I'm afraid it's a terrible explanation of this retagging. But I would like to use this last 5 minutes to prove a corollary. The fact which we wanted to have in. What we wanted to prove is that if we have beta bigger than omega alpha, then for some fixed condition P0, that P0 is just equal P0 on empty set. This is pair consisting of empty set and function H on empty set is equal to infinity. So it means that it is our promise to be a non-well-founded tree. This P0 is exactly forces this. It means that if something is an extension, it's automatically okay. And let us assume for a while that this we look at n beta p0, and we want to prove about this set that it cannot be expressed as a union of as a union of P O alpha sets. And beta P zero is an open set, so it means that we have at least as a countable union of PPO alpha sets, less than covering, in fact, but less than covering of bigger sets. If it is represented as a union of some Wi, then one of this Wi zero is non-meager. It's non-meager. In the sense of our topology, and so it means that P0 forces does not force in the sense of beta minus WI0. So we fix an extension Q such that Q forces this WI0. Extension of P, and we make the following make the following observation that if we have gamma bigger than beta, then if we have gamma bigger than beta, then P zero forces are gamma minus R beta. What does it mean? It means that we can find an ill-founded tree of which is forces in the sense of gamma. We can find witness for this relation, and by retagging we know that this Q also forces in the sense of gamma, but in this case WIO intersected with R gamma minus R beta. But it is an empty set because this was contained in R beta, and it is. I'm sorry. This is complete mess. I underestimated technical difficulties here. But I think I hope that. This is what happens. What happens to us if we apply this retargeting. Thank you very much.